Bear Podcast, episode 600, the final episode.
Bigger than the Earth, floating through space.
Kind of concerns many of us, even gay people.
He used to be cute, but that bitch just, she needed to be slapped.
Strip Cards Against Humanity.
And it's Sunday night, did you do the sing-along with Sound of Music?
One of them is gay and the other is straight.
I'm so gay.
Apparently he became gay.
It might be a source of sexually positive pleasure.
We worked on it, we had pleasure, that's great.
Is how it's done.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
I'm Ray.
And joining us today are the cast of Under Bears Podcast. Yes, over there, Mark,
Paul, and Jason.
Yes.
And I'm Dave.
You're too tall.
You're too tall. Oh my god, you're too tall.
Honey, give me a kiss.
I love you, Dave.
Oh, that's my
what you
God.
Get for not being here.
That's right.
Are we going to have sex tonight?
Oh, my God. You're the proxy. You'll be the proxy. Okay,
and that's
so.
A podcast after dark.
Right. Oh, we can do that later. After this show, it's going to be all naked and everything. Anyway, so welcome to episode 600, the last episode of Bear Podcast.
The end, fin A, we're done.
Yeah, we're done. But I'm glad that our friends are here. And we're gonna. Oh,
we
by the way,
idea.
Over there we have Marvin and Wayne. They're at the camera there. Over
hey
there.
Guys.
Yes.
So trying to get Julio, but he's a loser. So.
Oh. So bad. But anyway, so we just came from Chinese food. We went to Thailand.
Yes.
What is it again? What is it again, Wayne? We ate. There's no point in sharing food because we all ordered the same thing.
Yes.
There were like four orders of the
chicken and broccoli.
Yeah,
one
it was
beef
quite
broccoli.
Delicious.
It's
a different
the
table.
Yeah, it's a different one, but we had a lot to eat. We had to coordinate because they're gonna open. They're gonna close at 8:30, and so that's why we had to meet over there instead of going here. So we had to run over there to secure a table.
Well, of course, I ordered chicken.
You what chicken?
I ordered chicken.
Oh yeah, that's right.
His favorite.
Well, your favorite sweet and sour chicken. You know, this typical, you know, not typical, but, you know, your usual.
They're sweet when I start with them and bitter when I'm done.
Yeah. So anyway, last weekend we came from Mardi Gras. And actually we have a recording with Dave, so we'll probably play it a bit later.
And Jason.
And Jason was there too.
We
yeah.
Jason,
that's right. Well, he couldn't talk because I think you didn't have a voice then. Or what?
I'm a little bit under the weather, so I apologize for the Peter Brady ups and downs kind of puberty voice.
Hot. Can you talk
more
near
why
the microphone and say,
oh.
Say I mean
last,
say something sexy.
Last weekend.
Last weekend.
Yeah.
Pork chops and applesauce.
There you go.
I don't even eat pork, and that was
that's right. So we caught a lot of beads. Oh, Jason here caught a lot of beads.
Mm.
Because Jason stands above everybody else.
Just
whatever. It was my gigantic tits.
Your moobs.
Right.
Okay.
Yes. He scrapped it from the float like,
yeah.
Mine.
Yeah. all these little kids were standing around him, and Jason walked up, and they're like, oh, man. And split.
Just grabs it from the guy.
Where was the party? In New Orleans? Or?
New Orleans.
Yeah,
ah,
New Orleans.
Fun. Okay.
The real one. That's right.
Yeah, the real one.
The real one.
We went to the Endymion Parade.
Then yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, today. Yeah. By the way, yeah, today is Mardi Gras. Today is
Fat Tuesday.
Yeah, we fatten ourselves with. It's also Chinese New Year.
Every Tuesday.
So.
It's Fat Tuesday.
It's the wabbit. You're the wabbit.
No, it's monkey.
Monkey.
We're
right.
The monkey.
Yeah, because their national logo looks like a dildo being rammed in somebody's
yeah.
ass.
That's right. Oh,
I saw that. It was really real.
So
I'm sure. Anyway, I did see
it
that.
It looks like a dick going into an ass.
Yes.
So, yeah.
It really
what was it? Was it supposed to be like the nose,
it's, yeah, it's
the face, and nose,
and then the ears,
and then
the ears?
Ears.
Okay,
yeah.
But it really looked very.
Somebody dirty minded really did not look at that and say no.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, that's one of those things that as a graphic designer, you never submit something as a joke that
yeah.
you don't think will be accepted because that will be the one that they accept.
Yeah.
That's the one the boss likes.
Oh,
yes.
Really?
He likes always likes the worst one. I'm like, I did one as a joke one time, and he's like, I love it. I'm like, oh, man.
Really?
It looks like a penis.
It's like a penis. That's why I love it.
Now you're right. Like now I have to live with this on my portfolio forever.
Oh, that's right.
That's good.
Anyway, so during, yeah, well, we were out in in New Orleans. What did you guys do? You guys went to the bars?
Oh, no, we were celebrating Chris's birthday.
It was our friend Chris's birthday.
Developing a lift. I haven't even been drinking.
I know. Oh my god, I forgot about the drink. Your what is it? The silver thing.
Well, we can do shots in a minute.
We can do that later. Yeah. Okay. We can have some shots.
When pause, you know that camera has a pause button.
That's right. We can do that when
pause and miraculously shots.
Like 20 minutes after.
And then Bewitch style and
make yourselves useful.
That's right. Oh no! Check again.
Not yet. Let's get down.
Oh, that's right. Chop chop.
We have a PA.
Chop chop.
We have a PA right now. So I mean,
I see you running the camera.
But yeah, we were celebrating Chris's birthday.
Yes.
Because you know, Chris and Jeff, they make it a week long celebration of their birthdays.
It's a week
into a month.
Birth week.
Yes.
Right. It has been known to go into a month. So. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so it was a lot of fun. We did a game night / movie night at their house. It was just a couple people, maybe 10 or 15.
I mean, we had their TV inside with the Xbox, and then we had a projector outside
and then,
with the PS4. So we had games going, and then Tu Wong Fu went in when the game controllers ran out of juice.
Then Netflix and chill.
A little bit. That did happen later.
Okay.
Oh, that did happen.
In the apartment, yes.
Oh, TMM.
Brown chicken, brown cat.
But yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
I mean, Cards Against Humanity is always a fun game, and they got some new expansion packs. They had the extra cards, so there was some funny shit in that.
Yeah,
a certain friend of mine got an expansion pack for that, and they have not opened it or used it yet.
Are you looking at me? I have three packs. I haven't opened it yet. Yeah, we haven't explored the new. I don't know if it's new.
Because he got Exploding Kittens, and he can't let it go.
Oh, yeah, we've been playing Exploding Kittens. We got the app, so we've been playing while waiting in restaurants. Wayne and I would just eat, and then we just okay. We're waiting for 20 minutes because they're gonna prepare the food for 20 minutes. Okay, Exploding Kittens on their apps.
Have you ever played that game before? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yes.
It's fun.
My favorite card is the Prolific Mama Cat. Because the artwork is just little kittens like flying out of a vagina that being shot across.
Yes. That's always nice. You always play. You guys always play Exploding Kittens too.
We've played it a couple of times.
Can we go back and forth between that Exploding Kittens, Cards Against Humanity, and then Quelf?
Yes,
which is a super awesome kind of
Quelf.
Frat boy type game.
Really,
it's really fun. You could tell it was kind of people that invented it were like these college nerds that also liked theater and music and art and poetry
and
stuff.
Drinking a lot
and a lot of drinking. So. There's like for instance, there's okay, just a quick synopsis, you know. There's like these action cards, there are stunt cards or rule cards. And so like if you roll the dice, you land on a color, you have to draw that color, and it's like the blue cards are the rule cards. And you pull it and it says every time you take a drink you have to toast and say to distant times and
to ancient
times,
just a speech.
Distant music
ancient
times and distant music. Every time you take a drink.
Yeah.
And if you don't, then you have to move your piece back two spaces.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so there's all these weird rules, and then there's like one where anytime it's maybe your turn, you have to stand up and like double clap and turn around and shit. So it's like it's kind of an active game.
Turn around and shit.
They got an updated Uno version of Uno like that.
Yeah.
And I mean, and then
There was one that there are certain action cards where you don't read it out loud. You read it to yourself, and then you just have to go and do this to be able to keep the spaces you moved. And at one point, I had to go find wrapping paper and wrap myself up like a present.
Oh.
and they didn't know what I was doing. Like, where's he going? I guess he'll be back in a minute. And you have to do it before it's your turn again. And I come back in with a big bow on my head, and just wrapped up in paper, sit down.
What if you don't
And I had to wear that the rest of the game.
Oh, wow. What if you don't find any? Then you're screwed.
Well,
you have to get creative, or you either have to,
you go to the bathroom and get toilet paper around you.
Something,
do that.
Find a newspaper,
it's a fun game.
It's a very fun game. It's one of those games where if you don't mind making a fool of yourself, then it's the perfect game.
Yeah. Well, so, at least in Dave and Jason's new house, they'll have like the craft room that you can go into.
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
And then the craft artillery. Room.
Have you seen the house? It looks like
the armory.
The armory.
That's a big house. I haven't
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So actually, when it comes to board games, Ray would it's a big canasta. He plays a lot of canasta. It's a card game.
Yeah.
And what is it? We played the Settlers of Catan once.
So it was a Catan. That's a board game.
Yeah, that's a board game. That was fun. And for like Exploding Kittens, and we haven't played the Cards Against Humanity. Did you guys play Strip already before?
We have not. We've pretty much everyone else we know has.
Yeah, we.
And we've heard.
Well,
it's
they're
kind of
shy.
Fun.
I don't like taking their clothes.
Yeah, you're kind of shy.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Wayne, have you tried Strip Cards Against Humanity?
No, I have not.
Okay.
She'd be engaged. She can't be. And dolls not behaving.
How those? It's the same as Strip Against, you know, Cards Against Humanities, but whoever wins, or wait, whoever gets chosen gets to choose. There are different rules that whoever loses will be the one, the worst card, whatever, strips. And then whoever wins can choose someone to strip. You know, there are rules like that.
Oh.
It makes it faster, actually. So, yeah, you should try it. When Rob is in town, they should have done it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so let's talk about the podcast, Under Bears.
Oh, yeah.
How did you guys get into this? It's all Dave's.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say, the one who's not here is the origin.
Dave's more of the historian than we are, so.
Uh-huh. Yes. David came to me and asked me if I wanted to be on an episode when Steven stopped co-hosting it with him. And I was like, sure, why not? And I did a couple episodes and really enjoyed it. And then we ended up pulling Jason and Paul in. I think the first couple of times were against their will.
They were. Support from the spouses is always
yes.
great.
I'm like, this, if I have to be funny.
You were the voice off camera that was making all the jokes. So I'm like, you know what? Get your ass on the couch.
Do you remember how much we had to drink to even get on?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, when we were recording Ray and I, Ray would sometimes be out,
mm-hmm.
and then Dave would sit here beside me, and then we would podcast, and then Jason would be at the background too, sitting there then playing with his phone or whatever, and comments while we're doing the show. And then one time at his place, Steven was out too, so Dave made me co-host with him, so I had to take off. There was one episode that I was on.
I remember that episode.
Oh my god.
I
you were there too, weren't you?
I think so.
And then later on, and Gene was there too. Gene Landry. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was, may he rest in peace. And so he was with us too. He was really funny. He was good. And then afterwards, Steven recorded with him more.
Right.
Yeah. So, and then I've been watching you guys, and then what is it? Last week or 2 weeks ago when Rob came over?
It was 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What was the story behind that? You guys were, he was handcuffed and he had blinders.
That was Dave's idea.
Yeah.
Did he know what he was getting into? Or
I don't think so. I think we it actually started as a joke. Because we're like, the only way he can get me there is if I'm handcuffed and blindfolded or something like that.
Let's do it.
Right. We're like, that would be so funny if we actually pulled you in, you know, all tied up or handcuffed and blindfolded. And he was like, okay, I'm down with that. We're like, okay, let's do this.
Right. So he's like, okay, fine. So he put his like real handcuffs on him, got like a little sleep mask and stuff, and Rob's just like, okay, why the fuck did I agree to
that? Once everything was on, I think he got a little nervous.
You're all brave until you hear the last click of the handcuffs, right?
Was that before or after you gagged him?
Oh, right, he had gagged
him. I don't believe we did actually
gag
him.
No, I left my ball gag at home.
Yeah.
So.
And Dave and I are bad gays. We don't have a ball gag.
Yeah.
Can lunch one.
Which... Yeah, we like
Ray's
to
got a
mouths.
Collection. So.
Is there a BB-8 ball gag yet?
Oh.
I'm sure we can make one.
We can make one really, really quick right now.
Just do some non-toxic paint.
I mean, it's the perfect shape, and it would.
Anything
I think it would
be
very popular on ThinkGeek.
.com.
Really, anything could be a ball gag if you're brave enough and believe in yourself.
Well, there's a way, right? So, what are you guys planning this? So how do you guys record? How do you plan it? You just wing it?
It's very much a Mobius type seat of your pants type thing. Like, we usually don't know what we're going to do until, like, the camera's on.
They show up. We say our lows. The liquor flows. And then, what are we going to talk about? Oh, well, this happened. Okay, let's talk about it.
Yeah, lately it's more like, what are we not talking about? And we're not talking about this. We're not talking about politics.
We're not talking about
gun control.
I'm sorry. Gun control.
God.
And then you went and posted something on Facebook that just reared it up again.
Which I like my comment because it was getting slightly heated and they're talking about gun owners and dick size and shit like that. And I'm just like, look, why don't y'all all just send me pictures of your dicks? And I will guess who is the gun owner and who is not the gun owner.
You got mine, right?
That's awesome.
And I'm like, and if I can guess, then it's, then prove me wrong. Prove me wrong, essentially.
So
I got no dick pics yet.
Oh, no.
I'm still waiting.
I was about to ask
Watch
that.
What you asked for.
Oh, my God. I just realized what I asked for.
Send them to Paul.
No.
Send them to Paul.
Okay. Because we were joking around about two, three years ago about that.
Yeah.
Let's finish your dick pics.
You get dick pics from around the world.
We did get a dick pic from a guy who's got, what is it? Hypospadias.
Oh, the two dicks.
No, not two dicks.
No,
you know, the pee hole is not where it's supposed to be.
Oh.
Yeah, it's
it's like below. Either below or even the shaft.
Like a flute.
Yeah, like, like a skin flute. That's true skin flute. Like a flute.
Yeah. Well, we got regular dick pics before too.
Yeah.
But that's because we had a whole episode about that. We were talking about
We were talking about it.
We got an article came through a couple of years and we were talking about it, and one of the listeners was like, oh, I'm hypospadiasing, and we had him on the show and he talked about it. He was like, thank you guys.
That's awesome. Now see, I don't understand why isn't there more porn out there with multi-dick people? Because I would love to see that.
But if it's gonna be a multi-dick, usually the straight ones have that, I think. Even the ones who...
Well, there's the guy that's got the double dick that was on Reddit that did the whole question
answer
thing.
Right.
We talked about that, but he did not call us to do an interview with him.
No.
Too late.
Yep.
Wasn't he like doing in the pink and doing in
yes,
the same
yes, he was talking about
time.
Doing girls and guys, and when he did girls, he could do both.
Both on the same girl.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
That's kind of like that hentai porn, isn't it? Where it's like tentacles and everything.
Well,
I mean, one isn't strangling her while the other's going in her mouth.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, one is not strangling her at the same time. So, good point.
Wow.
Anyway.
So, I think we need to take a break. It's almost 30 minutes. We have so many things to talk about.
Yes.
So, we'll be back.
Stay tuned.
Hey, everyone. We have guests here in Mardi Gras.
Hey!
Underverse Podcast, Dave and Jason.
Hey, okay. How's it going?
Yes,
we miss you guys.
Yes.
I miss being on the show.
Too late.
I know. Well, at least I'm happy to be back for the last episode. You guys have to come back for like specialty episodes or something.
Yeah, bitches on these motorcycles back here.
And you're always welcome in your underwear on our podcast, of course.
Yes.
So
right now we're here in New Orleans for Mardi Gras weekend on a Saturday. We're waiting for Endymion, and you can see, you hear the background noise. There's a lot of people. And the guys are here just to, it's great that you're here because we were trying to get something together to next week, but then David and I were talking, you've been in New Orleans? Okay, let's do it there.
Yeah.
For a podcast there.
Yeah, I had to be here for work, but hopefully a little play too, which is nice.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah.
All right, so what have you guys eaten around here? Did you guys go to a restaurant last night or something?
We just had some really weird mac and cheese.
Yes.
It was spaghetti with cheese sauce.
Yeah.
And it was actually pretty good.
Yeah, it was good.
I think about making it that way now. Hey, this is New Orleans, so you hear a lot of sirens. Hear that in the background.
Yeah,
somebody got shot.
Yeah. They probably
No, people do get scared.
Let's
we were just
talk, like,
watching videos earlier.
Yeah.
About people getting shot here.
Oh. Yeah, people sometimes get shot here.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah.
Okay. Ray and I kind of failed here because we're supposed to bring food here, but
you
we ended up
food?
We had to pick it up. You know,
we
didn't
to
plan.
The Honduras place to get food.
We went to the Honduras places to eat.
There's always some really good Honduras food in New Orleans. That's what you want when you come to New Orleans, your Honduras food.
Yes,
that's right.
Honduran food, I should say,
probably. Honduran food.
Well, all the Asians back are eating French fries and chili, so you know.
That sounds good, actually.
I should have brought the gas in. That's all I'm saying.
Oh no!
It's gonna smell good in Mike's in the Trump's air apartment.
Ryan's gonna be there.
Wait a sec. Has Mike ever been on the show? He never has, has he?
Oh, he has once in a while.
Oh, okay.
You should be audio. In the background and roll the
ball.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, he usually does that.
I didn't even know if
he'd he'll be here very soon. He'll be here very soon.
Are you going to run across naked, like young? we need one more Asian to run naked across
Ryan can go naked and run.
Ryan, run naked across the podcast.
That's right. So where did you get this hat? Did you buy this here?
I did. I bought it here. I was trying to find you guys earlier. Well, you weren't even there. I didn't know. And I stopped at a store and got a little festive.
We went to Sacre and had a hot tea.
High tea, Addy.
And we ain't talking about high tea. We're talking about high tea like...
Yeah, fancy shit.
That's not even a euphemism for like sex with Asians. It's like actual tea.
Yeah, look all having sex with Asians when you're stoned. High tea.
Yeah,
there you go.
We'll be leaving tomorrow. When are you guys leaving?
I have to be here.
Leaving tomorrow?
Yeah. I'll probably leave around midnight, Tuesday night.
Yeah. I feel bad because tomorrow is actually the Leather Ball by the, you know, New Orleans Leather Ball.
Ed was just here, by the way.
Ed was here.
Shout out to Ed. For like 5 seconds and then ran away.
Oh, yeah. So we're supposed to go to the ball, but then...
He's got dildos to sell or something.
Over here? No, I don't think so.
We gotta go by Panda Bear tonight.
Yeah, we can check out
Panda
the bear. You guys can go out and check out Panda Bear. We have a good adult novelty store.
For your adult novelties that you need that are like really big and long and double ended, go to Panda Bear.
Should we park the podcast and show the
view
behind us?
We're on a
parade route.
Yeah, we're in Jefferson Canal.
Yeah, it's still an hour away.
Okay, don't show them anymore.
Yeah.
It's a secret.
We'll probably take some videos of these guys. You know, catching beads, showing their boobs and everything.
The geek boobs. And the bizarre. I'm the normal one, folks. Still.
Right. Okay. Well, like I said, it's going to be our last episode. I'm glad you guys were able to join us before we
depart. Are you going to say something? You should say something on the podcast. Did you even talk? I don't know.
Like what?
This is Jason. This is my partner. You guys probably never met him before.
Okay, show belly. Show belly.
Show his belly.
Yay, belly!
This is one quarter of the Under Bears podcast.
Wait, they're kids.
They're in New Orleans. That's even much worse.
Yeah, that's nothing.
There's
the guy in a penis costume walking down the street earlier.
Oh,
I think he's like.
See a lot of Jester's hat, and that's lots of some anime that running around like this. So anyway, so tonight, actually. After this, we're planning to eat some Vietnamese food. Probably can join us. We're good.
What about Cajun food? Aren't we in New Orleans? I want some
I
want some oysters. Oh, yeah.
Man, it's like getting a straight circle.
Just get down on your knees, honey.
It's a straight circle. It's a straight circle.
Later.
Later.
Oh,
later. Right. Later.
Anyway, so any parting words before we close the show?
I do want to say something. Okay. Like, I only got into podcasting because of these guys. Filling in for this guy when he didn't want to drive in or had a late day. And it was a privilege and a pleasure to be a part of your podcast for all those years, on and off. And I hope you guys enjoyed Rounds On. Hey, thanks for walking through our podcast.
Oh,
hey.
Okay, thank you. All right, it's okay.
God's not doing his job.
Yeah.
Bar the shit.
It was, like I said, it was a privilege, and I appreciate all you did for me, helping me get the podcast of mine up and running. And it was good to see you all, and I hope I filled in admirably for Ray, at least a little bit.
Yes. Well, thank you for being in the show also. So, guys, check out the Under Bears podcast. It's like a passing of the torch.
Yeah, I know, really. We're like a spinoff.
We're the spinoff
with less clothes. We spun off our clothes and the show. So.
Well, as you can see, usually they don't wear clothes, but this time, this is how they look like with clothes.
We wear very limited clothes.
That's right.
But we're mostly on Vimeo these days. iTunes has just gotten really hard to work with. So you find us on vimeo.com/underbears.
All right. So click the link to our website. So I say goodbye, guys.
All right. Bye.
Podcast ever. All right. That's it.
That's like 8 minutes.
We started recording, though.
Yeah.
No, don't press anything. No. Did you press anything? No, okay, good.
Ryan, come here, Ryan. Come on. your number so the camera can see you.
No! Are you gonna
pass him around?
Pass the Asian around. Okay.
Let's see how many Asians you can get on the podcast at one time. We got one, two.
We should have Wayne here. Wayne! And Gail!
Wait, you gotta see the
one.
It's freaking freezing out here.
It's cold here. Literally. Come on over
literally
here.
Wayne
this is Gail. This is Gail.
Gail has a hot winter jacket on. Brian has like eight layers on. I'm in one shirt. I don't know what's wrong.
Well,
with
you're from the East Coast, so you can feel cold.
It's not that cold out. It really isn't.
It is. I'm four layered right now.
I know, you guys.
These are three shirts underneath.
This is it.
Oh, look at that! Look at that! One more time. There you go. Yeah, see.
One more time on the one more belly on the
this
show.
Hour.
I don't get it. So.
Okay, we're back, and we're here. Well, the guys here are also involved with Bear Watch, so that's why we want to talk about it. And so, yeah, you're in the committee. So, what's going to happen?
Things. And
fun things. Are we changing our hotel?
Not again.
Not again.
No, this last year, the hotel we went to, the Red Roof Inn, it's going to be at the same hotel.
Okay.
They're excited to have us back.
Heated.
It's
non-lit pool.
Right.
No more foam pit. Oh, I missed the foam pit.
But there's no, it's a non-lit pool though.
Yeah.
So it's you know, everyone still had a great time last year. There were still thongs and mesh bathing suits, and there was plenty not left to the imagination.
Yes.
Are we getting the other hotel, the side hotel? Because right now, the pool is, it's rectangular, and each side is covered by one hotel, except for one side. Are we going to be covering that? No.
Oh, no, we had all of the inner rooms. All the rooms facing the pool belong to us.
Oh, for all the hotel?
Yeah.
Great. Okay, so yeah.
I think there were, two rooms, but they told them, this is what's happening. And they're like, oh, yeah, we're down for a good time. And they were partying with us. So,
there's always some sporty straight people usually that show up. And so it's usually fine, so...
Then there was the meth lab on the backside. But anyway,
gotta love y'all.
It used to be when we did it at the inn at the water park. There was always had those extra rooms that they were like, we gotta rent them out. I'm like, every year, they rent them out straight people, and there was some drama. One year the police got called, one year the fire department got called, and there was some other kind of domestic disturbance one year. One from us.
Fucking Galveston.
2 years ago. Yeah. 2 years ago when I was running it, this weird van, this guy in the van kept driving slowly through the parking lot when it was at the end of the water park. And he was just driving by and just looking, and our security guy called me and he's like, I need you out here. This guy's driven by three times now.
He's looking for parking.
So I went out there, and when he started pulling around again, I walked up to the van and excuse me, can I help you? Is there a problem? And he rolls down his window and he's got the Marine shirt, and I'm like, oh god.
Oh no!
Porn is getting ready to start.
Oh.
Well, he was more active shooter.
Right, I was feeling more active shooter. That's the impression
and not
I was
in the
getting.
Porn way. I realized that.
See,
we
know where my mind goes.
yeah. Okay.
And
that sounds hot.
It's just like, so what's going on here? And I'm like, well, we are an organization out of Houston. We're a nonprofit, and we're having our annual charity fundraiser here this weekend. He's like, oh, what kind of group? And I was just, I was just like, no, I'm not feeding into whatever craziness you're holding right now. So we are a nonprofit organization out of Houston. We're having our annual charity event here this weekend. Are you a member, or did you purchase a ticket? Then you have no reason to be here. And eventually he drove away, but he just gave me that okay, I might hang around the corner with my rifle. And it was just creepy.
Did he show a nipple at least?
Oh, no.
Was there somebody you wanted to come to Bear Watch?
I wouldn't have thrown him out.
Oh,
but,
really?
Yeah. But
we checked Craigslist later on for any misconnections or anything. We didn't find
it. You came to my band, told me to leave, but I really wanted to stay and play. That would have been very special.
What if he had bodies in the back? He was trying to find a place to dump. You kind
of
ruined
it. Like,
well,
I normally use the dumpster back here.
Finally, by the end of the weekend, bro, that's plenty of roots.
There's a foam pit you can throw
Oh, no.
They wouldn't have been found until the very last day.
We want to mention that.
What they did to that corpse, it was just, they didn't know he
Some
was
people
dead.
Have no shame.
Yeah. Oh, that's awful.
How about this new hole? How about what happened there that I had to clean up, or Chuck had to clean
Chuck,
up?
Oh, that was the last year I did it.
You did it?
Well, Chuck cleaned the mess up, but somebody got frisky in the foam pit area the night before, and they shat all over it.
Oh.
So
is that frisky or is that just crap?
I don't know. I think he just couldn't get to
maybe
the
maybe they had a burrito.
Maybe. No, it didn't look like
obviously,
it.
Obviously, they did not eat bottoming food from the weekend.
Were the
not clean themselves.
The
it was
had some Taco Bell on the ride.
That's one thing. Like, one year,
Top was feeling adventurous.
One year at TBRU.
Oh, there were some scat bitches up in there.
There was some, one of the TBRU knocked across bear events. But, I mean, TBRU, there was...
they're all the same.
You, right. It's all the same people, right? But there was this dinner that they had in the hospitality suite, like you do. And it was, I swear to God, taco salad.
No.
And I was like, I walked in and I'm like, what? Stop making the Tops be in charge of the buffet.
Yeah.
Because they just like beans and taco salad. And I'm like, no, that's fine.
And they get pissy because they didn't get laid the weekend.
Right.
Not bottom friendly food.
And that always comes up in the committee meetings. When
yeah.
we're
well, yeah, that's
about
always
there.
A comment. Why didn't y'all have bottom friendly food? Well, what do you want? Water?
Yeah. Right. Well, we'll
cheese.
Serve it with a douche on the side. I don't
know. What else
you want.
You want
cheese and no fiber crackers. That's all you
need. Yeah, for breakfast, we'll give you colon blow. We have a lot of the same plan for this year as we did last year because we got a lot of great feedback from last year.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully the lobby and vendor market will be air conditioned this time. Hopefully their air conditioner won't die.
That was upsetting.
That did really suck last year.
Did you get a comment about, can you make the ocean warmer? We've gotten that one before.
Well, really?
Seriously?
Seriously.
Wow.
People will work on that.
Come on.
We'll work on that.
Well, there was like one year, I think when you were first in charge of it, it was cold as fuck. It was like 60 degrees.
Yeah, that's why all
oh,
those heaters have been in storage for years.
Right.
Every 3 or 4 years that happens.
Yeah.
Well, we took them with us, but nobody got propane.
Oh, no. It was just decoration.
Don't
yeah.
get me started on that year. That was not my favorite year to be involved. That was a transitional year.
It was.
Wayne, you're going to be in at Bear Watch too, right, this year?
I'm the official photographer.
Yeah.
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 Bear tubing.
Photography.
Yes.
What
other event will happen?
Yeah.
Yeah. They got
bear tubing
last year.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
We had such a fucking blast with bear tubing last year.
Yeah.
I didn't go last year. I went
years
ago.
That was a lot of fun. Even though the hotel was sketchy.
It's the same hotel as before with a shallow pool.
Yeah,
I didn't get in the water, so I don't know how.
Oh, it was also freezing cold.
Freezing cold, shallow water.
We always stay at the highs.
Heidelberg.
Wait, no, that's not right.
Yeah, it's kind of dumpy, but it's really charming, and I like it.
Okay. Kind of dumpy, but it's
dumpy.
Charming.
I think I'll stay at the new Hyatt.
Yeah.
New Hyatt.
Yeah. Because
they have that new Hyatt in
New Braunfels?
New Braunfels, yes.
Rich bitch.
New
Braunfels.
I'll
be with you.
I never majestic
thermal country
place that it was.
Yeah.
Fleas, roaches, with extra charge.
The same Piper.
Yeah.
So the first year I went, I think the first
bear
tubing.
Yeah, I'll miss that.
Yeah, I was there for the first bear tubing, and then Mike and I, my partner and I, were in an upstairs, and then. Some guys that we know were downstairs, and we could hear them pounding.
and everything. And then, wow, I should have recorded for the show.
It was woodworking.
Yeah,
woodworking.
The sound
yes.
really carries yes. in those little.
Oh my
bands.
God.
Lots of hammering. Yeah.
And if you're downstairs, it is like no matter how soft they try to walk, it is like a herd of elephants.
Yeah.
it's bad.
We thought they were doing aerobics up there at one
yeah.
point because it wasn't just like in like the bed area, it was around the entire
yeah.
room.
Oh,
which
location?
Collapse? What's happening
there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they had the sling set up in one corner
mm-hmm.
and fisting bitch in the other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fair enough. Maybe they had a line waiting.
Well, that's why it was not.
Yeah.
Train. It sounded like there was a train up there.
Yes.
So, when is Bear Watch?
It is in May.
Oh, in May? Somewhere in May, the weekend before
Let's
Memorial
the day here.
Weekend.
Yes.
It's usually like
the weekend before Memorial Day. Before the rates, go
through the
roof
for the summer season.
Okay, right.
20th to the 22nd.
Yes,
yes.
20th to
22nd. Oh, it's really later.
Yeah.
It's usually
oh, wow. It is like
16, 17.
It was always the week of my birthday.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. It's always been the week of my birthday. Okay, so how many did we have last year and how many are you expecting this year? Would it be bigger?
We had right at 300 last year.
Wow.
Nice.
That's a lot. That's
yeah.
record-breaking. Basically, our times before, it was the first Bear Watch, the second Bear Watch, that's when I came in, the second Bear Watch, there were about 80.
Yeah.
It was 80. Now it's 300.
Well, that was
yeah.
back when it was at the bathhouse, wasn't it?
No, it was not bathhouse, but the...
Sandpiper?
No, not
no,
even,
no,
even
before
Sandpiper.
It was like a gay adult resort.
It's a, it, yeah, and then they had 8 rooms or something like that. It's near... Where was it here?
It's torn down now.
Oh, I was doing the math. I'm like 80 people, 8 rooms.
It's the
oh, no.
party,
no,
party
that's the point.
Place.
There were 8 rooms in that resort, but then everybody had to go somewhere else.
Oh,
and, then, and then go there.
Is registration open for Bear Watch?
It is. Registration just opened this last week.
What's the website?
What's .com?
Bearwatch.net.
Yes.
Yes.
Did we ever get .com? I don't know. I think we should.
That's cheaper.
But it's Bearwatch.net.
It's expensive, and somebody else had it.
Uh-huh.
Or something like that. Yeah, so we had the debt. That's why we had to get the .net.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how about this year? What are you guys planning? Are you guys going to TBRU or anything else?
TBRU.
Yes. We're 50-50 TBRU.
Yeah, we are too. One of Dave's friends gave us passes or offered us passes. So.
Mm-hmm. Not sure. For me.
Wayne, are you going?
No.
Marvin, are you going?
It's a little hard to fly from Singapore.
Oh, okay. That's fine. I'll see you.
He'll be on a cruise.
Is he on a cruise? Yeah, I only hope to go. I'll let him go. I missed last
next
year.
Year.
I missed
yes.
last
We've
year.
We've missed the last two.
One.
We last year.
What you okay. What
we didn't go the first year we were together.
Right.
We went the second year we were together and the third year. So we didn't
okay.
go last year,
right.
but we went the year before.
So you're 50-50.
Yeah, you guys there.
Yeah.
If you guys go, I will produce for you guys. If you guys record the show there.
Oh.
I'll bring
you know, we always talk about trying to do it there, but then usually we're both we're always
busy.
Off somewhere.
Yes.
Socializing.
Got to go around.
Yes.
Socializing.
Yes.
Talking
to peeps.
And stuff.
Yes.
And drinking. And dancing. It's a bear dancing.
You might drink. We've been known to drink 1 or 2.
Which reminds me, I did get a room, but I didn't register. I feel bad. I should register again.
Wait, where's your room?
It's across the street. I don't... Comfort
Inn.
Comfort Inn.
Okay, yeah.
Across the parking lot.
You don't drink enough to be inside that hospitality suite.
Oh, I try.
You either need to be like a super heavy drinker or like running for horror of the event to get a room at the Crown.
Or both.
Or at the host hotel, yes.
I don't know. I feel like it's hard to ride the elevators there because it's kind of awkward. Because, you know,
yeah.
there's just way too many. Not I'm really complaining, but at the same time, it's really hard to go up and down because there's a line.
Yeah,
there's a line.
There's a line. Only so many can go in the elevator at one time
yeah.
for weight limits
yeah.
and just your own well-being.
8 bears, 30 chasers.
Right.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
actually have a sign breaking it down. It's kind of cute.
Okay, so you plan to go? You're still in defense.
We're still 50-50.
All right, so right now, I'm going to play some voicemails from our friends. So throughout the years, yeah, we have this phone number, 206-222-2327. That's
206-222-2327.
Yeah, for the past
I got it, Dave. See, I remember
that. And throughout the years, we have voicemails and everything. And we have our last two voicemails that from our friends. Here's our voicemail, please. Yeah, I did forward it to you. Okay. So this is a voicemail from our friend,
what's his name?
Devin.
For his name.
If it plays, it would be nice to play now.
Hey, Night and Ray, it's Devin. Just calling to wish you guys a hearty congratulations on your 600th show. And I'm sorry the show is coming to an end, but I've had a really good time listening to it. And I'm also very grateful for the show, because if it weren't for the podcast, I never would have met you guys and become friends. So, again, congratulations, and I hope you enjoy your podcast retirement. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right, thanks, Devin.
Devin, hi.
Devin, we said we were ending Bear Podcast. We never said we were retiring from podcasting.
That's right.
He said retire from the show.
Retire from the show. There's going to be a twist.
I see a ridiculous twist coming on.
Okay. And also for the past 9 years that since this show became a podcast and being available on iTunes and everything, we got picked up by Bear Radio Network, and it's been airing there every Thursday nights and every Sunday nights, 10 o'clock Eastern Pacific. And we had to tell Joe Malucci, the owner of Bear Radio, to, hey, it's going to be our last show, so thank you so much for you. So he left a voice message for us. So, here's Joe.
Hey, this is Joe Malucci from Bear Radio Network. Congratulations to Nard and Ray on reaching their 600th episode, marking a long run for Bear Podcast. Thanks to Ray for your support for Bear Radio Network all these years. And big bear hugs to everyone who were part of the success of Bear Podcast.
Thank you, Joe.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's Joe. I never met him really in person because he lives in Buffalo or so. Or no, wait, where is he?
And they have an opening now. Just letting you know.
Oh, that's right.
I don't think, especially with Dave's schedule, that we could consistently film a podcast that often. So,
uh-huh.
Nor would we have enough to talk about.
I mean,
you run out of time.
I could talk about anything for hours at length, but y'all don't want to hear that,
ceramics.
Probably. I could talk about ceramics and have y'all's eyes
glued. And drawings.
We
could do the bear ceramic.
Or gardening.
Bear ceramic show.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Since you're a graphic designer, you should have a tablet and then draw something in the nude.
Yeah.
While you're in the nude.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, there you go.
Is that like the naked bear cooking?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
It's like we can be talking and he can
be
doing
muscle
that.
Be
yeah.
The
sketch of
naked bear photoshopping.
Well, I've been looking for friends of mine to do figure drawings and sit for me and stuff, to do like new drawing and stuff. So that might be kind of fun. To do.
Yeah. Finger drawing?
No, figure drawing.
Oh, figure.
Figure drawing.
Draw your finger. Okay, figure.
Dip it
get
in
a finger paint.
Dip it in something and then just kind of finger paint.
Oh, that's great.
Sometimes
hot.
Two fingers.
Yeah.
He's got a new art form. It's called Finger Painting with Colored Loom.
Yes.
Can you figure out where this finger's been?
Wow. Where has my finger been? That's
the finger. So, what are we going to do now?
Well, why should we be fixing us some shots?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to pour
chop chop. Okay.
Well,
talk about the wine.
It's not a wine. It's a liqueur. It's a liqueur.
Do you want to see it?
Which was given to us by our listener of the show. Thank you, Kevin, for giving this to us.
Oh,
it looks like the galaxy because it's all sparkly and shiny.
Ooh, it's cold.
And stuff.
Shimmery.
And lavender.
It's lavender.
So,
I don't know if you can see it on camera.
Or use this camera.
Stop moving it around so much.
There you go.
Thank you.
So
swirl.
It's the latest greatest of the coolers. So okay, we will try it here as a final shot too.
So those listening,
so thank you, Kevin,
for
it.
You should see the candy.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you mention who gave it to us?
Kevin.
That's right, Kevin.
Kevin, who's a listener? So.
Yeah, we saw him once. Met up one of our listeners. So.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you. And I've saved it just for this moment. And I didn't tell you that that's why I hadn't tried it, but that's why I was saving it. So. And I guess we need to talk about the after show.
The after show? What's going to happen after?
After the show.
What's going to happen
after the show?
What are we going to do? We're going to drink. People are going to get naked?
No, in a couple months.
Yes, okay.
So we don't leave them hanging.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Oh, Marvin also. Wow, look at that.
Marvin, you just want some fruit juice?
Oh, yes,
thank you.
You got some fruit juice, Marvin?
Ooh,
it is getting past my bedtime, you know.
Okay, it does kind of smell like bubble bath, too. I am sure this is not bubble bath.
I can poop glitter. Oh, my God. Okay, guys. So, here's the episode 600, our last show. Thank you, everyone.
Cheers.
Cheers
to 11 wonderful years.
Yes, that's right. 10 years.
Oh my God, it is. Actually, this is bad.
This is good.
It's pretty good. Tasty.
This great Kool-Aid.
Does it need great Kool-Aid? I think it needs more purple drink.
It's purple drink mellowed out.
Tomorrow morning, we have
to
check our yes. It's going to be green
or something.
I'm going to be at work and everybody's going to
hear, oh my God, it's fabulous.
Tomorrow's going to be somebody's bathroom. Somebody's shit.
Let it be the first time.
It was
Technicolor.
Was Keisha here?
Oh, God.
Maybe you need some hypnotic in this.
Yes, that would help it.
Okay. Well, I guess.
Now we feel complete having a drink in hand.
Yeah,
right.
Feels like our own podcast.
Yeah, but we're not almost naked,
except with Crystal.
Why are you using solo cups? What?
No, we usually have our big mug.
Our
big bear mugs.
Oh,
yeah.
This one's fat. You have to lift a finger.
Hook it. You don't point it straight.
Oh, you
pointing is rude.
Yes.
Oh, really? And
why didn't you tell me that it had to?
So that's how you hook it.
Because you don't want to point it at all.
It needs to be elevated, but not pointing.
Yes, you don't want it because you never want to point at your guest. You always kind of curl it in a little bit.
Yes.
That's just the
but
the Emily post of appropriate high tea.
Yeah.
There you go.
And you let me do that, Wayne.
What if you point with one finger, all the other three are pointing to you? So
it's like threefold back at yourself.
Yeah, that's right. So you can extend it away. It's very delicious. Thank you, Kevin, for the drink. Wow. Anyway, so yeah, like I said, the show, by the way, this episode one, oh my God, don't listen to it. It was just me talking about bear runs.
And final episode.
Flash. And then I used to have a feature every episode that it would be, I called it the section, it's called the Wolf for the Bear. And then have an audio saying, Wolf for the Bear, you know. And then a feature one, I pick one from Bear 411. And then I'll say
back before we got kicked off of there.
That's right. Because Bear 411 doesn't like
it. Does it even exist anymore?
I was going to say, everyone wants to get kicked off there now.
That's right.
You have to fight him to get your profile off of there.
Yeah. So that was back then, and then it was 12 minutes, and then I would do interviews.
You couldn't even find the camera.
Oh.
Ooh. Ooh. Marvin on Crystal.
Okay. Yeah, so I even interviewed Venice Cub back then. It was when it was his hot date. Oh, don't. We're not going to talk about that.
When he was hot in the film industry?
When he was hot in the film industry, yes. And a few more wells. Clint Taylor. A few, who else? There's lots of musicians. Buck Ramsey, that's right. Okay.
Bob Gould.
Oh, Bob Gould. Not Bob Gould. Bob Mould.
Bob Mould.
Bob Mould from... that's from...
Amber Nelson?
From... Sugar and Husker Du. We used to sing for that. So.
Amber Benson.
Oh, that's right. Ray interviewed Amber Benson.
Cedar Grace. I'm trying to think. Jeff Carell.
Yeah.
Artist.
Mm-hmm.
Did you interview the guy who did How to Train Your Dragon?
No, I wish. I don't think they want to be in a gay podcast. Because, you know, he films a family, you know. Family.
He works for Disney. He's gay.
He works for Disney.
But
he's a big
gay.
Old gay bear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
The unspoken rule at Disney. You can be gay, you just can't let anybody know.
It was very dramatic.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Tom Cruise was there.
Oh, really? Did he bite you?
What about that?
It was great. And it's a, it's a great experience
the first
after all these years. And meeting all these friends and everybody from Bear Runs. I went to Bear Jam in Nashville. There's a bear group there. Then if you guys heard of Bearapalooza,
mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. So Jay Freeman and Freddie Freeman. Freddie Freeman is over there. Yeah. So we had them in the show a couple of times. Oh, they were here in the house.
Jeff Rocka.
Oh, Jeff Rocka. Yeah, he was always.
God, we met so many people and.
And of course, our friends from Chicago, Devin and the Jay,
yeah.
And what else? And JB, everybody Jay's there,
yeah.
And Eric and Aaron. There's so many friends that we met through the podcast, so it was great. Now we're ending it. Oh my God, after 10 years.
It's so sad.
Yeah.
It's sad. But I guess it's a passing of the torch to the Elder Bears.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, we've been doing
we
it for
pick
years.
Up the slack.
We're going to
pick up the slack. No. No, you guys are doing well. I'm glad you guys are doing a podcast and... it's always fun. It's always fun.
Yeah, well, we always try to have fun on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Even when topics start to get a little serious, we find ways of throwing some levity in there and eating cake off lemon bars off of each other. And...
Oh, that's right.
Wherever this lady are.
Maynard,
yes.
You have not been a guest on this show?
Yes.
I co-hosted once.
Okay.
I produced once. Remember when we were in the Eagle?
Yes,
yeah.
We did the underwear party at the
Eagle.
Yeah, that was one of our most popular episodes.
It was.
Oh, yeah.
Probably because the sound was really good.
I wonder why. I don't know. Anyway, so I guess this is goodbye to everyone.
But we're going to do one now.
Yes, Bear Podcast saying goodbye, but okay, I guess we can talk about it now. We're going to spin off. We're going to have a spin off. It's called The Gay, The Geek, and The Bizarre Show. It's going to be, I don't know yet, probably next month or something. We're going to take a break.
We need a break.
And then do some more, other projects.
But follow us on Facebook on the Gay, Geek, and Bizarre page and post stuff and let us know about what you think about the articles. Because we will be pulling from that page to do the show. So,
yeah.
Ooh,
that'd be
so
awesome.
It's The Gay, Geek, and Bizarre.
Yes.
And it's on Facebook.
Yeah.
If you go to the Bear Podcast Facebook page, you can link to the Gay, Geek, and Bizarre page and stuff. So.
Sounds widely
appealing.
Sounds
like something I want to watch. Right?
Yeah. Oh, we talk about politics. No, I'm kidding. No.
Listen, I don't mind talking. I can talk about this.
Oh, I can talk about politics. After,
Yeah. I talk about politics all the time. However, everybody got to play nice.
Yes.
That's right. There's another podcast for that.
Podcast.
It's called the Under Bears Podcast.
No,
right?
No.
Is that going to be done there?
It's the Under Politics.
Yes.
Podcast.
Yeah.
That's right.
Ooh. He'll want to have like a
Dave
whole politics.
Dave will have a spinoff.
Yes,
just
he
politics.
Will.
Oh my God.
He will
have a spinoff.
And he will find other bears that are just as crazy about politics as he is.
Oh.
Other log cabin bears that can.
okay.
Yes.
Wow.
But
okay.
We love you, Dave.
Love you, Dave.
Hi, honey. I'm not talking shit about you, I promise.
He's not saying anything, he won't say your phrase. So.
Bernie 2016.
Socialism, baby.
That's
gay
right.
Socialism.
Feel the burn and not in the simplest kind of way.
Yeah, we're talking about this when New Hampshire just.
Yeah,
we get a
syphilis. Julio can't join us.
Oh, that's right. Our friend Julio couldn't.
Fortunately, a shot of penicillin and he's good.
Yeah. Not anymore because he lost his job because of the Republicans.
Well,
you
can't STD test anymore.
Oh, that's right. Thank you, Abbott.
So,
Oh yeah, I would.
Dan Patrick, don't forget Dan Patrick.
Oh, yeah,
he's lieutenant governor, has all the power in Texas.
Yeah. We had him in the show once, Julio, and then he was demonstrating how to use a female condom.
Which
Julio?
That Julio.
Oh, that Julio.
Yeah.
It was funny when Wayne was talking about
the Julio that used to work for Planned Parenthood and do everybody's personal STD testing at their home for them.
Oh yeah. One time we had the STD testing party one time. it was kind of weird.
Let's have dinner, come to every beer bus and test there for the longest time. Or if you were a member, one of the perks of being a member, he would come to your home and test you.
Yeah.
So, not anymore. They lost all that funding.
So bad. But anyway,
Texas.
Yeah. So one time he came over, episode 300. He came to the show just to talk about how to use a female condom.
Which are awesome, by the way.
And then it was funny when Wayne was saying, so where do you use this? How do you use this again for men? Oh, in the ass. Okay. So it's a female condom. Okay, so yeah. I like it that Wayne was making it clear.
It's an awesome condom because you feel like you're barebacking and you can be really rough. I'll speak from experience.
Okay.
Those are the ones with kind of like the polymer well at the bottom where that kind of has a thicker base and you kind of
it kind of has like a little ring at the base, so when you insert it, like pops open and locks in.
Okay.
Oh, really?
And then it's kind of got like
drop,
a pop
and lock.
Yeah.
But sometimes you just take it, the ring, you have to put
Some people can't take the ring. Most people can't.
Out of experience also, right?
From what I've been told.
Okay, so they take out the ring.
We're not most people.
Power bottom. That's right.
So, if you ever watch,
what Wayne says from experience, it's like having a hefty trash bag and fucking a trash bag.
I'm just saying.
But
I had a great time because it wasn't like putting on a condom and like going through that whole rigmarole, getting the condom on and all that stuff. So, and you can like pre-prepare. And then you can like be all romantic and shit instead of being all romantic and like, oh, hang on, let me get it on.
Yeah.
Right.
So you just go in.
Yeah. If you ever watched the movie Short Bus, they used them in there because all the sex scenes were real, pretty much.
Yeah.
And they used them on there. They just trimmed her down and they're really having sex on Short Bus when they filmed that. So.
Wow.
Interesting.
Short Bus.
Watch the DVD.
We're about to have a movie room. We're going to watch that.
Yeah, we can watch
Short Bus. Oh, my God. Okay, you'll be inspired.
Right.
Will I?
I mean, we want to fast forward through, like, the lady squirting.
I will watch that. I don't care.
But the
wait,
is it in
3D?
It's in HD 3D.
The opening scene, you're going to be like, this is... What are we watching?
Yeah.
Yes, that's how it
There was some other movie that was like that I saw when I was in Mexico. And it,
That explains a lot.
It's an American movie, but it was about teenagers. And, the name that they called it was Perversion, but that's not the actual name of the movie. I remember it the other day. But there's like live, like real sex scenes in that one as well. And so it kind of covers a lot of.
If you watch a lot of German theater, they actually perfect.
Have you seen Hedwig?
Oh, yes.
Oh. So the same director did
Short Bus.
He's in it. He's in it as well.
Yeah.
But he's not the one doing having sex.
No.
I think he does have sex, I was saying. He does something.
He's in the orgy. In full garb Hedwig form?
No. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's in drag or camera. It's been a while since I've seen it.
He does like...
It's
been a minute since
camp drag. No. Or just
like light drag.
Light drag.
You know.
Heels and
kind of like the equivalent of sweatpants if you're doing drag. Just kind of lipstick and eyeshadow, and that's about it. You know?
Okay.
That sounds like most of the twinks.
Yeah.
South Beach on any given night.
Glitter.
Yes.
Well, if one's going on the town, you want to turn yourself up a bit.
Yeah. Yes.
Anyway, so any travels for you guys? No? Any trips?
No. I heard troubles.
Troubles.
Well,
troubles.
Well.
I've got trouble.
Yes. in July, we're going to Denver.
Yes,
I'm in the Gay Men's course. I'm in the Gay Men's course of Houston here, and this year, every 4 years, there's the Gala Festival of Courses, and hundreds of courses from around the world gather together in one place, and it's like a week-long celebration festival of music.
So not only can they hit the high notes, they can just get high.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. I mean, but
does your boss drink too much?
He says sometimes. Just for the fun of it. Like, what's in my system? This
How high am I right now? Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh, I got to stop. We're intervention of myself.
Yeah. When did but, yeah. So we are going. It's a 4th of July weekend that it goes over.
Oh, okay.
And our course is performing twice. Well, the men's course is performing, and then we're performing with the women's course. But we're like early in the week, so then we have the rest of the week to just attend all of the concerts we want to and just have as much fun in Denver as we can.
And it's much fun.
And I've been told it's like a life-changing experience. But like the two other times that I've been in the course that the course is gone, I haven't been able to go for one reason or another. But this time when I came up, I'm like, I'm going, we're going. Let's go. And
it's in Denver. Fuck
yeah.
Yes.
It's in Denver. It's like, who do we know in Denver we can, you know, shack up with? But yeah, really looking forward to that.
Yeah, Denver's fun. We were there 2 years ago. The first. Did you guys go skiing in Colorado?
Last year. We went to Durango.
Oh yeah, that was a blast.
That was
yes.
So much fun.
Mm-hmm. I don't ski.
Oh, we don't.
We tried it. That was good enough.
Yes.
I have
bunny slopes
and fireplace. That's what I do.
Yeah, I'm with you. I like the snow tube if I have the chance, but only if there's a conveyor to take me back up.
Yeah.
Because there was no conveyor this time, and we had to walk up the hill. I'm like,
and you're like, I'm going down, and I ain't coming back.
I never get to try that.
Yes. I think we went, what, 3 or 4 times?
Yeah, you went the most.
I went the most because I was like, damn it, I want to do this. This is fun.
Getting my money's
I'm
right.
Tired, but I don't fucking care. Let's go.
Yeah.
You should always, yeah.
We got
yeah.
some great video from that, too, with the GoPros.
Yeah, that was
yeah.
good. Yeah, Angel Fire was a much better place for snowboarding because there's a little conveyor
tubing.
That just takes you right back.
Oh, nice.
Thank
That's
you.
Always
snow
nice.
Tubing. Yeah.
I tried it before. Like I said 2 years ago, I kind of fell 6 times. Is that good? Is that good to fall 6 times?
But I mean,
as long as you fall and don't hurt yourself, that's an okay.
Yeah,
thing.
It's
I mean,
no.
In a
tree.
Yeah.
Not in a tree, not
bono style, but
right.
Just reading.
I mean, I fell. You both fell. I mean, it's just part of the game.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I didn't hurt myself falling. I hurt myself when I actually went down the hill and completed, and then went to stop, and my legs locked up, and
ooh.
I was like, ah. And just fell over. I'm like, just leave me here for a while.
I couldn't turn my thighs that way because you have to twist them in a certain way.
Yeah.
But you have to do it from the hips,
mm-hmm.
and my thighs are not meant to go that direction.
No.
So it just didn't work.
I have no rhythm. My hips did not make that much.
I mean, I can twist from the ankles, okay, but I can't move my ankles because they're immobilized in the boots.
Right.
So I'm like, I can't stop. I'm done. Thanks, everybody. Yeah.
So, Marvin.
Yes.
You just came from Singapore.
I did.
So how is it?
It's very hot.
It's very hot.
It's 80 to 85 every day.
Okay.
It gets below 80, all the Asians start putting on winter jackets.
The minks come out.
Yes.
The minks come out.
Yes.
So if we any of us want to go to Singapore, we can stay with you, right?
Let's go.
Okay.
Party's
on.
All right.
That'd be awesome.
Just don't spit your gum on the sidewalk.
Oh, that's right.
They do not sell gum in Singapore.
Oh, that's right. Oh.
And if you're caught bringing it with you, you better not be spitting it on the sidewalk.
Ooh.
Have you been
so
clean?
Wrigley's gum actually sued Singapore, so they had to make a new law to where if your doctor will write a prescription that it is medically necessary,
oh my God.
Then you can have gum in Singapore.
What? So it has to be like Nicorette
yeah.
once, you know.
Do you remember that, like
a
while ago,
the guy got caned?
Yeah,
yeah, but he like vandalized and shit, right?
They still have public caning.
Yeah,
oh.
They still do.
Have you seen a public caning?
They do vandalism.
I have not seen
like 20 years
heard
ago.
About them, but I have not.
It
seen
might
them.
Have been 20
yeah.
years ago because it was. I think I was either in junior high or high school.
Because
yeah.
Weird Al did the Crash Test Dummies.
Oh,
remake,
yeah.
And that was one of the verses.
Oh.
I wonder how many paying pigs go over there and spit gum on the sidewalk and like,
Yes!
Public candy.
Hit me.
I am a piece of shit. Oh,
you can do that here. I'm sure there are lots of people that will gladly hit you with.
They have to arrest you first and then book you and everything. Okay, now
like,
you get.
No, I'm ready. I'm ready now.
No.
Okay.
Here, here's gum. Here's gum on the ground.
What if the whole booking process is what turns them on, though? They're like, oh, fucking.
Oh,
thing.
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
yeah. Fingerprinting. Yes. Awesome. And then caning later.
Yeah, right.
That's just the.
You're gonna cane me later. We should open up a resort.
Yes. Caning resort.
Yes.
Caning resort.
Yeah.
In Houston.
Oh, Mark. Yeah.
Okay.
Come on. We'll be millionaires in like 2 months.
Some canes and shit.
Let's do it.
You'll be a hit in
because they're expensive.
The,
you know,
literally,
you're
a hit. You're a hit.
Let's go down to Harwin and get.
Oh,
I'm sure they have them there in bulk.
Not the good one.
How about you guys? Are you guys going
to... Well, we did have a bear run planned. We were supposed to go to Tidal Wave in June.
Oh, okay.
We had booked tickets, got the hotel rooms, and then our plans were torn asunder by a 7-year-old little girl and her ballet recital.
Oh!
Yes.
Oh, well.
Yes.
Cancel.
Yes.
Transfer.
Dave's daughter had her ballet recital. It was that weekend, so we had to cancel all our plans. Dave's folks are coming into town, so we're going to have a recital with Dave's family, the kid's mom and stepdad,
oh,
and all her family. It's going to be great. And awkward.
You can't just
before we
do
the show, we
got to
plug one more thing.
What is it?
There's always one other bear event we've always plugged that's happening at this time of the year.
Oh?
Drenched fur.
Oh shit! My drenched fur. Our friend
like
Gary Schneider.
Fur.
Yeah, drenched fur. Oh.
So go to www.drenchfur.com.
Yes,
I think that's right. Yeah,
that's right.
I've been the past 2 years. Dave and I went. It was wonderful.
Go. Check it out too. In April.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's so much fun.
Indoor.
We're gonna miss this year. I feel terrible.
The indoor water park is only yours. You know, it's all for the bears.
For
like 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock a.m.
Yeah. So much fun.
But it's anything goes. They turn the cameras off.
Yes.
Not really, no,
not
because
really.
There are high schools, no, high school and college students, they're, you know, watching
the employees.
The employees.
Doing
yeah.
Case studies.
There's hot college students that are watching you. Yes.
No horseplay.
My type.
Let me see your hands.
This is bear play, not horseplay.
hand check.
There's a video of a certain person that Maynard took a video of.
Where?
And it got posted, and it's got more views than anything.
Oh, yeah. The shower scene.
What a shower scene. That's right.
And then Dave tried to recreate it and got upset because he didn't get as many views.
Yeah.
So Eric got 25,000, and Dave got like 2,000 or 2,500. Oh, you know. You know the number. Okay. Well, sorry, Dave. You gotta show more, I guess.
You have a bigger belly.
Yeah, it was a little bigger.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, we can close the show then, I guess.
This is it.
Thank you, guys. 10 years, 600 episodes, and so many people, so many friends that we met. And thank you, guys, for joining us.
We are
Under Bears,
a part of your last episode.
Yes.
Yeah.
Under Bears. How do you find you guys?
We're on Vimeo.
Yes.
I don't think we're on iTunes at the moment, as Dave is fed up with trying to upload videos to them.
Yes.
But you can find us on Facebook.
Under Bears Podcast.
Yeah.
Facebook.com or
something like that. Yes.
I think it's
Facebook.com/Under Bears.
It's also
yes.
Vimeo.com/Under Bears.
Yes.
We'll put the links on the website. So
yes. Or just bug Dave and he'll tell you.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I guess I can't plug all our other stuff because this is a show
where
you can find us.
Yeah.
Well,
but
you
still email us if you have stuff that comes up or want.
Yeah.
You should
just
want to show at Bear Podcast.
Show at Bear Podcast.
Then
send dick pics to Paul.
No. It goes to me first and then I'll
dick pics to show at Bear Podcast.
Just send me the good ones. Just
butthole pics to Ray.
Nah.
I don't want like some
twink
just, like,
to me.
Bathroom shots. I want like some good lighting.
Yeah.
Maybe
no
a
bathroom
bit of
shots.
Artsy.
Yeah.
Toothpaste on your glass.
Yeah, clean your bathroom when you take your pictures.
Bring your A game.
Yes.
Okay. We want some production value.
Flush the toilet.
Maybe kind of comb them a little bit. You know.
Clean that mirror.
Oh, right. Oh.
You can win Dex in that glass mirror.
Yes,
and
yes,
thank
yes.
you, Wayne and Marvin, for joining us today.
Yes.
Woo. Yeah, so I guess that's it, guys. Well, bearpodcast.com is our website, but it will still be there for you guys to check out, and you can link to it, or you can search all the episodes. Probably once in a while, we go to the Bear Podcast Facebook page just to, post more flashback videos. Maybe we can do that once in a while. So it'll still be there. But check out, of course, Gay Geek Bizarre. It's facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre, and soon there's going to be a gaygeekbizarre.com also. So we're going to do the Gay, the Geek, and the Bizarre show. So looking forward to do that, and that's going to be another show that we're going to do. That'll be awesome. Okay, so this is it. For the last time, for the past 10 years, after 600 episodes, thank you everyone for watching or listening, and many wolves and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.
You're too far in the back.
Move up, Jason.
It's kind of about make a straight circle.
A straight circle.
A straight circle. Wait,
how do we do that?
Like a straight circle, like that.
That's exactly. First of all, he's asking four gay guys to make a straight circle. That should be enough.
Now, what do we do after we make a circle?
Jerk?
Sure.
I don't. Yeah.
Out in public?
All right, pull it out.
It looked like
blingy. And I realized it was a Mardi Gras thing.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a
gold
chain.
Maybe. That's how we roll.
I need to get mine out. Oh, there you go.
See if you have
does that go around your balls?
What is
yes.
that?
It goes around.
Did you catch that?
So you pull it down here.
Yeah, please.
Somebody gave this to me. What is it? Does it go on your nose?
I think it goes on my neck.
Oh, on your neck.
I gotta open it.
All right, I'm ready.
This is hard.
All right, let's go. Bye.
It's gonna sound great.
Hey,
bloopers are the best.
Best.
It's all good until they hear you fart on the podcast.
I don't do that kind of thing anymore.
Or play it kneesy with.
Ooh,
yeah, we've had like
kneesy.
Oh.
That's footsie. Are you guys gonna take off your clothes in a minute or something?
At the very end.
At the very end. Oh
very
my
end.
God, that'd be awesome.
I think most people watch our podcast just because they think we're gonna do it halfway through or something.
We're just gonna break out into an orgy.
Yeah, and it's just like when are they gonna start?
That's
talking?
Right. The one with Rob was really hot.
Well,
oh my god.
In the hot tub.
Yeah.
Your penis mic.
I turned it up.
Yay!
And we're back.
And I'm streaking.
Where's the shots?
Boots and cats and 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 boots and cats and